Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Nun Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Vav Madaraf, on the sixth line, V'lai Seif Dover. V'lai Seif Dover Pesach, R'afil Minig Kiblu Aleihem, Chamit Veria Gusi Sipoirin, Teshushi Akoi, Shalasis Melacha, B'cholish Amoyed. It's not just for the custom of performing Melacha on Erev Pesach that is related to a Torah prohibition, where we say that one is required to accept the stringency of both places. It even applies to a custom that they accepted, which certainly has no source in the Torah. For example, the following accepted to refrain from their melachas during Chol HaMoed: the hunters laying nets in Tveria, chopping beans in Sipoyri, and grinding wheat seeds for porridge in Akai. Niche grusei Sipoyrin deshushei Akai, chami Tveria ve'inam ma'atim b'simchus ha'regel. The Gemara says we understand the case of chopping beans and grinding wheat seeds, as they're both edible without chopping or grinding, or by preparing a large amount before the festival, but refraining from laying nets will surely cause a reduction in the celebration of Yom Tov. Sadhu b'chaka, sadhu b'machmeris, afilu kein, enem martim, b'simchas ha'regel. The Gemara says they could hunt using hooks or other traps that would not be so apparent to the public, thereby not reducing the celebration of Yom Tov. Rabbi Imi, mekulain, shehein, martim, b'simchas ha'regel. Rabbi Imi cursed those hunters who refrained from laying nets as they were reducing the celebration of Yom Tov. Konami mokim l'mokim, abikshu l'achzor behem. The Gemara asks, if they travelled from their town to another place where the custom was to permit it, must they continue with the prohibition, or may they take on the local custom to permit it? Yevar Ka'adod, Amrubi Abba, B'nei Maisha, Kiblu Aleihem, Shalei Lefresh B'yam HaGodol, Osan Shalon, Lerebi, Amrin Lei, Abiseinu Nagu, Shalei Lefresh B'yam HaGodol, Anu Ma'anu, Amalehen, Mekin Shunagu, Bahen Abiseichem, Be'isa, Al-Shanu, Minek Abiseichem, Nechen Nefesh. The answer is it should follow the case of Rabbi Abba that the people of Maisha accepted upon themselves to refrain from sailing across the Mediterranean Sea, since in the place that they originally lived, that was the custom out of concern that it would cause Shabbos to be broken. They came to Rabbi and told him, "Our forefathers had the custom not to sail across the sea. What should we do?" And Rabbi replied, "Since your forefathers had that custom to prohibit it, do not change from the custom of your forefathers." Ve'en adam nishal al nidroi. The Gemara asked, surely it should be like a neder that a person should not be able to attract. Taman mishenedda nishal bramhacha abeseichem nidru. The Gemara answers, no, there the one who vowed is asked to attract. He's asking to attract. Here it was the forefathers who vowed. Kol shekeinu mitoris, and the Gemara asks, well, all the more so should be permitted. Amar b'chananya la min hador ela min hador. Rabbi Talmideh Rabbi Yehuda have a Rabbi Yehuda amar aser lefarsh b'yam hagodol. Rabbi Hanania answered, it wasn't for the reason of their forefathers' vow that Rabbi prohibited it. Rather, the reason was because Rabbi was a student of Rabbi Yehuda, who held that it's actually prohibited to sail across the Mediterranean. Rabbi Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Vein asa mishum bal tiskoididu." Rabbi Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Is it not prohibited because of the pasuk bal tiskoididu? You should not split into groups." Amalei b'shasha elu oisim kavei shamai ve'elu oisim kavei hilo. The answer to this applies when these follow Beis Shammai and those follow Beis Hillel, but when they are accustomed to act stringently upon themselves, it's not prohibited. Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel ein halacha ke Beis Hillel. Reish Lakish asks, but in a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha follows Beis Hillel, and those that follow Beis Shammai are anyway not correct. Amalei b'shasha she'elu oisin k'rib meya ve'elu oisin k'rib yosa. Rabbi Yochanan answered that rather it applies, for example, when these are following Rib Meir and these are following Rib Yosi. Reish Lakish asks, but in a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, so a pasuk is not required to say that one may not follow Rabbi Meir. Amalei trei tanayin inun al Rabbi Meir to train tanayin inun al Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan answered that there are two versions of the opinion of Rabbi Meir and two versions of the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, with some ruling like Rabbi Meir and some like Rabbi Yosi. In this case, is a prohibition of bal tiskoididu. Amalei harei Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim v'Yehuda nagu k'Rabbi Akiva v'Galil nagu k'Rabbi Yochanan Menui. Reish Lakish said that after concerning sounding the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, in Yehuda their custom is like Rabbi Akiva that they blow in for Malchus, and in Galil their custom is like Rabbi Yochanan Menui, they don't blow for Malchus, so why is it not a transgression of bal tiskoididu? Amar Rabbi Shneihi hu shem avar va'asav Yehuda v'galil v'galil Yehuda yotza. Rabbi Yochanan answered that since all agree that if one transgressed and acted in Yehuda like the custom of Galil or vice versa, he fulfilled his obligation, therefore it does not look like there are two Torahs. Hari Purim, Hari Elu Koyim Yudalad, Vai Elu Koyim Tefvav. Rish Lakish asked, what about on Purim? Some read on the 14th and some read on the 15th of Adar. Amalei, Mishasidah, Esa Mishnah, Samcha Lamikra, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Medina, Medina, Ve'eve'e. Rabbi Yochanan said, the one who arranged the Mishnah based it on the Pasuk that refers to each family, each country, and each city, and is instructing a variation in the times that the Megillah is read, therefore it's not a transgression of Patis Kodidu. Nichem Makam Sha'isin and Makam Sha'in Oisin. In Makam Sha'in Oisin and Makam Sha'isin. And the Gemara asks, it's fine if he goes from a place where Malacha is done on Erev Pesach before noon to a place where it's not done. If he follows the local custom, he's not transgressing and he's not causing dispute. But if he goes from a place where it's not done to a place where it is done, what should he do? If he does not work, he's causing dispute. If he does work, he's transgressing as he comes from a place where they do not work. The Gemara answers, he should not work as there are others there who don't have work to do either. Rabbi Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'matmiya. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said the Mishnah is referring to a person who consistently has work. If he would refrain, it would be very surprising. Therefore, he would cause dispute by refraining and must work if the custom in his new location is to work. We come now to the next Mishnah. Kayotzevoy ha-moylech peyos shriyis b'mokom shekolu l'mokom shileikolu or b'mokom shileikolu l'mokom shekolu chay levaya. Similarly, one who brings shriyis fruit from a place where there is no more such fruit in the fields, for the animals, therefore the dwellers there must destroy all such fruit from their homes, to a place where there still is such fruit, or vice versa, he's obligated to destroy them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, "Avelecha avata." Rabbi says, "Go out yourself and also bring." The Gemara will explain this. Gemara says, "Kuloi mitiveria v'lei kuloi mitzipayrin, amalei mitzipayrin aveisim im ein at mamineni seva avelecha avata." The Gemara brings explaining of Yehuda that if they had ended in Tiberia but not in Tzipporin, he may say in Tiberia, go and bring from Tzipporin. It's not a cause of a dispute, as such fruit can be brought from a permitted place. Rabbi Hanania and Rabbi Pinchas said that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are of the same opinion as the Mishnah teaches in Masechet Shviyis. Oichlem ala mufkal, shviyis may be eaten if ownerless fruit exists of the same type. Ve'ein oichlem ala shemur, it may not be eaten if there's only remains such fruit on vines in a guarded place, as it causes suspicion. Rabbi Yossi oimer af ala shemur, amalein min ha-shemur ha-veisim v'im ein at ma'mineini ha-veisa de ploinish mishomeres lefonecha, se'er ha-veilecha af ato. Rabbi Yossi says that such fruit may be eaten, as he can say to them, you can go there and take it yourselves.